This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
If you're a single man, before you say, "I do," I'd like to ask you if you soberly address the requirements of marriage. For the Apostle Paul, the wedding vow was more than a mere human commitment. It involved commitments to God. In writing about marriage, Paul wanted to make sure that you understood what you were promising. Consider some of his conclusions from 1 Corinthians. Marriage isn't about self-fulfillment. It's about sacrifice and service. Your spouse's needs need to take precedence above your own. Singleness is okay. Paul preferred celibacy to marriage and considered singleness a better state for serving God. Some view singleness as a curse, but Paul saw it as a potential blessing. Commitment is important. Once you say, "I do," you need to do everything within your power to honor those vows. Consider the times and seasons. In light of everything going on in the world, as well as in your personal ministry as a Christian, does marriage really make sense? Paul knew that marriage tends to take away a believer's already limited time to serve the Lord. Marriage requires that spouses spend a significant amount of time and energy on each other. As a result, Paul counseled against getting married so that singles could spend all their time and energy serving God. If you're single today, 20 centuries after Paul penned his letter, the question of whether marriage is right for you is still worth considering.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.